This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Nabin. The other four MPs who have quit the AAP and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Sahni and Rajinder Gupta. Mr. Nabin, in a social media post, extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of PM Modi. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. PM and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi criticized TMC government on the issues of corruption, unemployment and infiltration. Addressing an election rally at Baruipur in South 24 Parganas district yesterday, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts.
Bengal mein ghuspethiyon ko lakar basaya ja raha hai. Yahan ghuspethiye Bengal ki zameenon par kabza kar rahe hain. Yahan ke logon ka rozgar chhin rahe hain. Ek aur TMC ka corruption, dusri aur ghuspethiyon ka dabav. Bengal ke yuvaon ko अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है.
On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Howrah yesterday, Trinamool Congress chairperson and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. The government has reaffirmed that country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that the data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda rejected Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's allegation on fertilizer shortage in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda highlighted that the Narendra Modi government has always stood firmly with the farmers and the availability of fertilizers has consistently outpaced requirements across the country. The Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license issued to Paytm Payments Bank Limited. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank Limited has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday welcomed Todd McClay, Minister for Trade and Investment of New Zealand, to India ahead of the free trade agreement signing between the two countries on April 27. Both sides are expected to benefit from expanded trade ties and improved market access, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said earlier in the day. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baqi. In IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, Delhi Capitals host Punjab Kings at Arun Jaitley Stadium at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.